Hi, this is Olivia from CoachedToEatCum.com. The Pecking Club story continues with cum eating. You find part one of the Pecking Club on my main blog, ExperiencedMistress.com. You can tell that this poor man is in over his head after stumbling into this femdom pecking club. He finds himself aroused by being dominated and humiliated by the women. He says, one of the women said, he's almost ready, as she knelt down in front of him and placed an empty wine glass under his throbbing cock. The view of her ample cleavage combined with the rhythmical thumping in his ass got him harder and harder, and he felt like he was going to come. He couldn't believe that was happening. He went completely rigid and suddenly exploded his cum into the wine glass as she pulled her strap-on out of his ass forcefully with a popping sound, his entire body heaving and twitching violently and uncontrollably. He was spent, completely spent, and all the women in the room were hooting and hollering and began chanting, drink it up, drink it up, drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it up. The wine glass was raised to the hose in the gag that he hadn't seen, and the contents were poured into his mouth. It was salty, but surprisingly, not as nasty as he would have thought. The smiles on the women's faces were genuine and wonderful. It made him feel good that he had made so many women happy. He was their bitch now. After he was released, he looked for the one who took him, but couldn't find her. He was told that she was just passing through, and nobody knew who she was. Now, every Friday, he goes down to the pecking club to offer himself to all the women there in the hope of finding the one who took his virginity. Want to explore anal play and cum eating? I can take you anal sex toy shopping and or play with the toys you already have. Just dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.